Yes. Okay, here at Ag Connect Expo, I'm speaking with Wesley Clark, who's here representing Growth Energy, and he was in spent most of the day here today in the Case IH booth, and we're in the Case IH, hospitality suite here overlooking the trade show floor at Ag Connect Expo. And, let's talk a little bit about ethanol. I guess that's why you're here, right? So we had a great end of the year with the extension of the tax credit for another year. Now, the question is, what do you think is going to happen in Congress this year? We're going to get another extension. We're going to multi-year. We're going to cut it down. We'll change it altogether. What do you think?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of interest in this question. I think there'll be a lot of pressure to reduce it. And what we've said at Growth Energy is we need to be thinking ahead for how to fix America's dependence on foreign oil. And the way to do that is to create the infrastructure in the United States so that there's an alternative to gasoline in the fuels marketplace. And that alternative has to be created at the service station. Unfortunately, a lot of these are controlled by the big oil industries themselves, so it's a little bit difficult, but not all of them are controlled. And so we probably are going to need some incentives out there for service station owners to be able to invest in what we call blender pump technology. And that can be done by giving them some of the credit that is being given right now to the blender itself. Now, that's costing an estimate of $7 billion a year. So we'll probably support some kind of a reduction and some kind of a split so that the service station operator who is modernizing gets some of that tax credit. But the other piece of it, of course, is we want flex fuel vehicles. And we hope Congress will mandate and the states and localities will themselves say, we're only going to buy flex fuel vehicles because we want to support America.
Now, E15, we had the partial waiver granted by EPA in October. At this point, though, there's still a lot of steps that have to be taken before that E15 gets on the road. One of them was the labeling at the pumps, which Growth Energy just made their recommendation for that. A couple of other things we're waiting to see to get the tests in for the earlier model vehicles. Just talk a little bit about that and where you think that's going.
Well, we are... ethanol is not poison at E15. It's not going to blow up engines. It's not going to create a terrorist incident or something like this. So we need to be sensitive in terms of what the labeling is. We want consumers whose cars can take E15 to use it. It's good for America to keep that money inside the American economy. And I think we're going to win that discussion. The testing's been done on the 2001-2006 model years. That information's been sent to the Environmental Protection Agency. We expect them to be coming out shortly. We're looking for a favorable report. Now, that's about 60% of the cars on the road. It's more than that in terms of vehicle miles driven because the newer cars are driven more than the older cars. And every year we'll get another 8 million, 10 million, 14 million new cars on the road that are E15 compatible. So that gets us moving in the right direction, and that's why we're emphasizing flex fuel vehicles in the future and blender pumps, because we don't want to go through the same agonizing drill to get to E20 and so forth. The best fuels are probably E20 and E30, but some vehicles will do great on E85, and as we get more of this, the manufacturers, they know how to tune the vehicle to make better use of the high octane potential of ethanol. They're doing it in Brazil. These same manufacturers who are so worried about what's happening in the United States with 15% ethanol are working down there with 85 and 100% ethanol. So the engineering technology and know-how is in the marketplace. We just have to use it to our national security advantage.
All right, final question. I know you got to get out and catch a plane. NASCAR. We announced the American Ethanol and NASCAR last year, and this will be the first year NASCAR is running on 15% ethanol, and Growth Energy has had a lot to do with that. Tell us about that.
Well, we're really proud of the fact that NASCAR looked at the fuel. They did the test. They looked at the significance of it for NASCAR, for the people that go to the NASCAR races, what it stands for America, and they're our partners in this. They're big believers in it. We've talked to a lot of the drivers. They're big believers personally in it. They know it's a great fuel, and I think it sends a tremendous signal to the American motorist.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Wesley Clark here at Ag Connect Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.